This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, it's time to talk about William Shakespeare. In previous commentaries, I've documented that he coined or invented about 1,500 English words we use today. I've also talked about the phrases we use today that come from him. When we use phrases like love is blind, or to catch a cold, or you have a heart of gold, or it's Greek to me, we are referring to scenes in Shakespeare. Of course, I've also done commentaries on the fact that fewer students ever read Shakespeare. Up until recently, he was the most read English author. Unfortunately, it may be possible that an English major at a university could go through 4 years of study and never read Shakespeare. But it gets worse. Rich Lowry writes that now we have activists and academics claiming that Shakespeare created the concept of whiteness. He answers an important question. He says, if you wondered whether there's anything that race-obsessed activists, bureaucrats, and academics can't ruin, the answer is no, as they begin to get to work in earnest trying to tear down a towering genius who has had an immense and profoundly edifying effect on our culture. According to one book with the title White People in Shakespeare, the playwright was engaged in white people making, and the contributors point to the fact that his influence coincides with what they describe as global white cultural supremacy. I suppose it was only a matter of time before this would occur. Shakespeare and many of the other great authors of the Western canon, like Dante, Chaucer, and Dickens, have been banned from the classroom simply because they were considered dead white males. Sadly, now that the Bard has been tagged with the white supremacy label, it will guarantee that even fewer students will read his influential works. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.